42 petaflops equals one big upgrade for the National Nuclear Security Administration. A new supercomputer dubbed Trinity is going to be assembled next year at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. The $174 million deal with Cray is one of the biggest contracts in that supercomputer company's history. Cray also built supercomputer Cielo, which will be retired after Trinity is up and running. Truk Hong is the Trinity project manager for the Office of Advanced Simulation and Computing at the NNSA. She told us how supercomputing supports the mission.
Supercomputing has always been one of our key science-based tools to support our nuclear weapons stockpile stewardship program, since NNSA is responsible for essentially enhancing our national security through the application of nuclear science. So ever since the mid-90s with the establishment of the ASCII program, supercomputers have always been our key tool for achieving the NNSA nuclear security mission. So specifically for the advanced simulation computing program that I work for, we focus on the science-based simulations and computing that provides essentially the surrogate for the nuclear weapons testing, which is also supported heavily by a complex of non-nuclear experimental facilities, which are also done within the Office of Defense Programs. So we've been using supercomputers in this way to accomplish the NNSA mission for the last 20 years. It's been very successful.
So let me ask you this before we talk about what's happening with the Trinity, just so I have a better sense of what supercomputing can do. If you had to design, or if you could design a supercomputer, what's your dream supercomputer look like, and what can it do?
Well, we've always said that if we were to be able to live in that dream world, we would have a balanced system of the appropriate flop size with the commensurate memory bandwidth and capacity.
What does that mean?
That means essentially we have to have enough memory capacity and the bandwidth to do all the calculations on the processors. Now, we've never been able to achieve that, especially the last few years, just because of essentially the price cost of the machines. So the phrase that we use in our business is the B to F ratio. That's essentially the bytes to flops per second ratio.
Flops is floating point operations per second.
That's correct.
And that's a type of computing that's done for scientific simulation pretty commonly, correct?
Well, no. So flops is just the general terms of the floating points operations per second. So it says nothing about the type of computing that we do for our science apps. It's just a matter of whether you have a lot of flops or requiring a lot of flops for your simulations or you don't.
So basically what you're trying to do is have the computer simulate a nuclear explosion, for example, or what would happen in, say, a firing sequence of a 40-year-old missile without actually firing it.
Well, so essentially it's the understanding the physics complexity of a nuclear bomb. No, so we're only talking about the nuclear weapons performance in a virtual testing environment.
All right, so now you are moving on to a new machine. You've NNSA has hired Cray to build a project called Trinity. Tell us what that will do that the old machine cannot do.
I can only say in a general description setting that it will do the complex problems that we haven't been able to do on Cielo, which is our current ASC machine sited at Los Alamos, just because Cielo doesn't have enough of the memory capacity that would allow us to solve these complex problems. So on Trinity, we will be able to go for that goal.
I'm very much a layman when we're talking about this type of thing. What are the problems that you would like the Trinity to try to tackle?
I can say that in general speaking term, we essentially are trying to understand using a computer, you know, the nuclear weapons performance So you're talking about the kind of temperature range and pressure range that's essentially equivalent to those of the interior of the sun. So you can think of a lot of coupling of physics and time scales and dimension scales. So there are specific weapons performance problems that we still need to understand better. I cannot go into the specific problem description because they're classified.
Okay, well, that's how we understand that. So tell us about this new Trinity machine. I mean, how many flops is it capable of, and how much memory can you load these simulations into?
Trinity does have what we call a key performance parameter of enabling 8x of improvement of our application codes over Cielo. So that itself is why we bought Trinity from Cray. Now, as for the speeds and feeds, the eventual system will have 42 petaflops. And so half of that will be of the Haswell processors, the current processor technology. And the remaining half, we will have the Knights Landings, which will be a next generation of processors to be delivered by Intel. So all of these processors will be connected by the Aries interconnect of the Dragonfly topology. We'll have more than 900,000 cores in the final system. The final system will have 112 cabinets. In terms of its memory, we will have 2.11 petabytes of main memory, and then we'll have 3.7 petabytes of burst buffer memory.
So this is not something that you just simply roll in and turn on. This takes quite a while to construct.
It does. It takes a while for us to have very close engagement and working relationship with the vendor to put all of these processors and the interconnects and all of these devices, pieces into a system, and then the vendor will deliver these cabinets to Los Alamos, and then it does take time for us to hook all of these, you know, lines and devices into its racks and boards and everything together, and it does take months to stand the system up and be ready for production use.
We're speaking with Tuck Huang. She is the manager for the Trinity Supercomputer Project at the NNSA. Tuck, I want to ask you a little bit about the finances, since you earlier mentioned that one of the things limiting supercomputing is the financial aspect of it. How did you overcome that in this situation?
It's something we have to do. So we have to make very strategic and detailed decisions on how much of the budget allocated for the Trinity project would go to buying the processors, to buy the memory, to buy the file systems, to buy all of the software packages from the vendors, or to continue to enhance the current software packages that we have in-house.
I wanted to ask you also about the power requirements of a machine like this, because you're out there with it, and does the whole town go dark every time you try a simulation?
Oh, no, definitely not. At Los Alamos or at Livermore National Lab, which is the other site that we have some of our supercomputers, our computing centers personnel work very closely with the local electrical company, and we also do projections on when we do big jobs so that the local electrical company can also manage their grid. So we don't take down the town's electrical capability at all.
Well, good thing there. And by when do you expect the Trinity to replace the Cielo?
Trinity is scheduled to be delivered in 2015, toward the end of 2015. So we need to make sure that Trinity will perform as spec'd. So as soon as we are sure that Trinity will be fully available for production use, that's when we take down Cielo.
And what's going to happen to Cielo?
It will be decommissioned in an appropriate manner because it is a classified machine.
But once the software is off it, couldn't some university probably use it for just, in other words, can you render it blank before and maybe sell it?
No, because we've decommissioned past systems before. Recently, the Roadrunner machine at Los Alamos. So even though you remove the user files, the software, etc., you really can't be 100% sure that the memory chips do not retain some of the bits. So we, you know, for these important classified systems, we dispense them in an approved protocol.